This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during their conversation, they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure, and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. The Prime Minister also held a telephonic conversation with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissananayake yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with particular focus on disruptions affecting global energy security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the center in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Modi said that the 7 empowered groups will deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains, and inflation. The Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solutions to the restoration of peace in West Asia. He also said India is in constant touch with all parties to stress de-escalation.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है। हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं। हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है। हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है।
Acknowledging that the situation is constantly changing, Mr. Modi called upon citizens to remain prepared for any eventuality. The center has issued a new order to streamline the laying of pipelines for natural gas and petroleum products to bolster energy security in the country. The directive comes in the wake of mounting concerns over fuel supply disruptions triggered by blockage of the Strait of Hormuz. These developments have prompted the government to accelerate fuel diversification efforts as a critical mitigation strategy for long-term energy security. The order seeks to establish a uniform framework to address persistent hurdles that have impeded pipeline infrastructure expansion. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that he held talks with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and underlined the need to cease the hostilities and attacks on other countries in the region. In a post on social media, he said he met with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. Macron reiterated the absolute necessity of putting an end to the unacceptable attacks against the countries of the region, of preserving energy and civilian infrastructure, and of restoring freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He further called on Iran to engage in good faith in negotiations. Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq-e-Rehman has extended his condolences on Genocide Day today, which is observed to commemorate the victims of March 25, 1971. Mr. Rehman recounted how Pakistani occupation forces killed Bangladeshis in the name of Operation Searchlight. In a post on social media, he said, "In the history of freedom-loving Bangladesh, 25th March 1971 remains one of the most disgraceful and brutal days." Mr. Rehman said on that dark night, the Pakistani occupation forces carried out one of the most heinous genocides in history against the unarmed people of Bangladesh in the name of Operation Searchlight. In Denmark, election ended in an indecisive result that left the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's future unclear after a campaign that focused on bread and butter issues rather than her handling of the crisis over US President Donald Trump's ambitions towards Greenland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.